This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this one, courtesy of ESPN's Mike Tannenbaum, GM first round picks. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, we can rattle off the first four real easy because they're not too surprising. Panthers, Bryce Young. Houston, 2, get C.J. Stroud. Cardinals, 3, get Will Anderson. And the Colts get Will Levis at 4.
Two of those I don't understand. Why, if you are Arizona with your quarterback dead, why are you taking Will Anderson there? How are you not getting out of that draft pick? And then the Colts, if you're the Colts and you have wasted a decade, basically, not a decade, half a decade since Andrew Luck has retired, either go all in and get the rookie you want or go get Lamar. Or am I crazy, Rico? Why would you sit there and take Will Levis?
You'll take Will Levis because he's having a good pro day. And look at this. Now, if you're the Colts, because you've been half wet for the last, 20 years, you haven't done things the right way. So this is very on-brand for the Colts. You kind of want a quarterback, but you don't want to go all in. But you're right. If you're the Colts, you know you need the best quarterback, at least one of the two. So, yeah, I would try to get – I would definitely try to do what I can to get that dude, that guy. But you know what? That's the Colts. Now, as far as Arizona, I think Arizona, I do think that they move the pick. But in the event that they don't, yeah, you are probably going to just work on your defense because you know you can't bring in a quarterback this year. And you're probably going to be drafting high next year. So maybe you go after one of those QBs.
Then we have our first surprise of the mock draft. It is number 5, Seattle Seahawks, selecting quarterback Hendon Hooker from Tennessee.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, don't worry. There's surprises aplenty in this.
That's the Tannenbaum first just what is this guy on crack?
I see a potential franchise quarterback and someone who can lead an offense. Go watch his performance against Alabama.
Yeah, maybe that's why Tannenbaum lost his job as a GM. Hendon Hooker is a system quarterback where Josh Heupel managed to create unnatural matchups by putting receivers out of bounds, basically.
Hyatt, yeah.
What? Come on, Brew McCoy, Hyatt, Cedric Tillman, things you can't do in the NFL. You know what? I'm done. Just move on to the next pick. Automatically, I hate this mock draft.
Okay, so Kenny, you sure that's not the fifth round we're looking at?
No, that's pick number 5.
Wow.
In the first round. This is only a one-round mock.
And it's not going to the Raiders.
It is not.
Okay.
Next, I quit.
So Lions, number 6, they take Tyree Wilson. I like that pick quite a bit.
Look, he's diverse. He's not going to be the splashy edge rusher you want.
So they pass on Carter.
Yes. I'll let you know where he falls eventually. Just keep track because he falls quite a bit in this mock draft.
Oh.
Number 7, the Raiders select Christian Gonzalez, first corner off the board.
See, that doesn't surprise me. The Raiders are always enamored by measurables and speed. And taking a corner at 7 with the multitude of problems they have, including no quarterback. Sorry, Jimmy G. I don't get it. How do you not take Richardson there?
Well, at pick number 9, the Chicago Bears go after a guy that I kind of wanted to fall to 18. Didn't think he actually would. Pete Skoronski. They want to protect Justin Fields.
Smart. Chicago
Very
kid.
Smart pick.
Yeah, That, to me, is a total win for the Bears to go from 1 to 9, get the most NFL-ready tackle, and help your damn quarterback, please.
It shows that you've grown up and you're no longer one of those teams that just does stupid things every draft.
Speaking of doing stupid things, at number 11, the Tennessee Titans take Anthony Richardson off the board.
That's not stupid.
I don't like Anthony Richardson.
Kenny, they don't have a solution. Tannehill's on the way out. Henry's in the last year of his deal. They're in a total rebuild. You have to do it. Malik Willis was never ready to play in this league.
No. Mike, I was told last year at this time, he's going to be an all-pro player in the NFL.
Wide receiver that we all like, falling to number 12, Quentin Johnson, goes to the Texans.
I still think Quentin Johnson's is arguably the best receiver in the draft because he's unlike a Zay Flowers or a Smith and Jigba. He's a legit 6'3", 220, big body, red zone guy, contest catch guy. I love him. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, as the cliche says, you can't teach height.
No.
So he has it.
Couple of O-linemen taking in the 13th, 14th, and 15th pick. Not super interesting. The Commanders take Dalton Kincaid at 16. Still on the board is Jalen Carter, though.
Kincaid's a stud. I know people, and I don't like taking tight ends in the first round, but Kincaid was the entire Utah passing offense. They didn't have wide receivers. And Risen would target him 10, 12, 13 times a game. Go pop in the tape of the night they played USC. I think he got targeted 16 times. It's insanity.
So David's team at 17 go with the corner Witherspoon, Illinois, and the Lions still on the board take Jalen Carter at pick number 18.
I think Tannenbaum's got to be drug tested, but I'll take it. Could you imagine Tyree Wilson and Jalen Carter as your two first-round picks?
I wouldn't be able to walk the next day if that happened.
No, there'd be no blood in your legs.
None whatsoever.
I mean, at that point, yeah, Brad Holmes for governor.
Oh, my God, the front. And then you sign Calais Campbell. And we just have all the warheads on the D-line.
As Rico likes to say, but have you seen Bijan run? Well, Tampa picks up Bijan at pick number 19.
Hi, I'm in a total rebuild, so I just used my first-round pick on a running back. Mike Tannenbaum should be sent to a clinic. What is this?
Another defensive end coming off the board at 20. The Seattle Seahawks take Lucas Van Ness. Jackson Smith and the Jigba 21 to the Chargers. More weaponry there.
That's fine, and they need it.
And, Mike, your team.
Yeah, let me hear this. Go ahead. Give me Zay Flowers, who's 5'9".
Nope, we were going with somebody else. Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, pick number 25.
I am unemotional about that selection.
Really?
Fine. Yeah, I don't. Rico, I don't. All I don't want is this Zay Flowers crap. BC never threw the ball. He's 5'9 and a half. I don't need that. The Giants already have a very short receiving crew.
I mean, you could always bring Kenny Golladay back.
And you could die. I hate you.
Wow.
Don't you ever. You know how much that signing hurt me. Hope your roof caves in.
And speaking of Zay Flowers, he does go in the first round. He goes to Baltimore, 22nd pick.
Yeah, there you go. Then all the Lamar apologists. Well, they don't get him any weapons. He wouldn't be able to hit him anyways.
Speaking of weapons, lastly on here, the last interesting pick that I find, Dallas Cowboys select out of Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer.
I don't hate that. I don't. Dalton Schultz leaves in free agency. You know what's funny, Rico? Mayer's stock, I don't think it's that he got worse. I just think it's people like Kincaid and Musgrove. They appeared on the scene, and this happens to be a loaded tight end class. Dude, Mayer's a really good football player, like an NFL tight end, measurable-wise.
Yeah, I don't think he separated himself as the end-all, be-all. You're right. It's one of those, well, if you can't get one, you can get the other. It's a 1A, 1B, 1C type of situation. You don't break the bank, and you just take whichever one is there for you.
And that is your mock draft blitz.
I'm Kenny Cott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.